This episode, we're going to be talking about the climate activists who threw tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers in order to protest fossil fuels. We'll get into that. We're also going to be talking about the Bayonetta 3 controversy that has been happening for a while and further developments happening too. Oh, look at me. I'm sounding like a newscaster. Oh, who do I think I am? And we're also going to be visiting, finally, the Kanye West tweet that got him banned off of Twitter. More and really, let's just get into it. Welcome back to the Rotten Remo podcast. So, just a little heads up, I'm still a little, just a little bit sick from catching a cold that apparently just swept the town I'm in. So many people were calling in sick. I kept hearing that people were getting cold. It's been kind of, it just out of nowhere, we just got sick. It's really weird. I am currently not at my house. I'm sure you can hear like the tiny little echo that's happening. I'm actually on my college campus doing an episode with my phone. And truly the reason is because I just did not want to lug around. I didn't want to carry my computer and then the cords that I need to record and then my microphone and the stand, which the stand is broken as it is. I forgot there's a camera in this classroom. I'm just walking around, just casually. How have you guys been though? Aside from getting sick, as I said before, I'm doing pretty well. First half of the semester is over for school, and I am just trying so hard to stay afloat. I am such in good standings with my grades that I'm so close to graduating with my associates. It only took me, oh, I don't know, a good decade, from leaving school to working and then just trying to balance school and work. It's not been easy for me, but I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to even try to go to school and work. It really seems like things are kind of working out for me, and I'm super happy finally. But let's get back to the podcast, shall we? There is so much that is happening in this world right now. Oh my God. I cannot believe it. With the climate activists throwing soup on Vincent van Gogh's paintings to the Bayonetta 3 controversy. Y'all, the Bayonetta 3 controversy is something else. Oh my God. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper into this well of shit no one cares about that much. No one's that like invested in this drama, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Truly, truly. Truly fucking psychotic. And then I have the Kanye West controversy that was happening. I was on Twitter when it happened, and it's just fucking crazy. So, enough just padding around it. Let's just get right into it. Before we start, I'm going to take just a little sip of my soda. I should have done this before I started recording, but I don't know. I just kind of wanted to be genuine. I'm gonna take a sip away from the computer so I don't destroy it because I know my stupid ass might. There's a lot of thumbtacks in the walls. Must be the photography class. All right, let's get into our first article, which is the climate activists throw soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers to protect fossil fuels. And this is from the Smithsonian Magazine. I'm still phlegmy in it. on top of me not being able to speak, the phlegm is making it harder for me to speak. Color me impressed, right? All right, so the article goes like this. On Friday, in room 43 of London's National Gallery, two young women opened cans of tomato soup and threw their contents onto Vincent van Gogh's famous painting, Sunflowers. The soup throwers donned shirts displaying the logo of Just Stop Oil, an activist group that has been staging nonviolent demonstrations across the United Kingdom to protest the production of fossil fuel. Hang on. I have to burp. Now it won't come out. Wait. Okay. Alright. Got it out. Clip this back in. So, as the soup hit the painting, someone shrieked and another explained, "Oh my gosh." The two women then sat down on the floor and glued their hands to the wall below the painting as bystanders called for security. One of the activists, the 21-year-old Phoebe Plummer, began to speak to the room. "What is worth more, art or life?" she asked in an impassioned voice, her hand glued to the wall behind her. "Is it worth more than food? Is it worth more than justice? Are you more concerned about protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people?" That burp just snuck up on me. I'm so sorry. The cost of living crisis is part of the oil crisis. Fuel is unaffordable to millions of cold, hungry families. They cannot even afford to heat a tin of soup. They're British, so like the way they state things is a little bit different. You know, it's supposed to be like they can't even afford to heat a tin of soup. That's more Scottish, but I didn't want to. This is going downhill real fast. All right, so just a few things about this moment. This is not the first time that they've done this. There was a Just Stop Oil has actually done this twice. The first time was at another art gallery, and it was two people who had actually glued their fucking hands onto the frame of a piece of art. Yeah, UK museum faces a sticky problem from climate protests. And in this one, the protesters actually glued their fucking hands to the frame of a piece of art, and then they actually put like a new painting in front of it. So what they did was they had like a painting of that they had divided into three parts, so they put that over the original painting, and then they fucking glued their hands to the frame. So yeah, I'm gonna get back to the original one. All right, so luckily, I think the only thing that actually really did get fucked up was the frame itself, because I believe that the painting is actually protected by a thin piece of glass over the actual painting so that it would be protected for shit like this. So I think the frame is the only thing that got fucked up, and I hope that's not like the original frame it came with, but you know, whatever. They have curators and people who clean the art pieces, so they don't have to worry too much about it. There's already people on the move. And second of all, they glued their hand to the wall. You didn't realize they're just gonna like rip your hand off, right? They're just gonna rip your hand off with the piece of drywall attached to it. Or they'll just cut the piece of the wall off with you on it. But honestly, I am kind of kudos for standing up for what they believe in. Yeah, the fossil fuel crisis is getting out of hand, and energy alternatives are kind of becoming kind of like an elite thing happening. So I truly understand where they're coming from. But what the fuck did Vincent van Gogh ever do to contribute to fossil fuel? Vincent van Gogh was like a really depressed man who just painted. No one bought his shit. He, like, his family, I don't think his family liked him. Like, he had a terrible life. And then I always forget how to fucking posthumously, which just means after the death of the originator. But basically, like, why did you do this? You could have just stood outside and thrown soup at people and been like, is your life worth this? Because, like, the art gallery is really, even though it's the British art gallery and the British artists, British museums have fucking, like, no remorse on where they get it. This is another conversation for the night. But anyways, like, keep Vincent van Gogh out of this. This is so rude. You were trying to destroy his piece of art. He just wanted to paint flowers, goddammit. So, I was going to start recording about the Bayonetta controversy, and for some reason, this clip by Azalea Banks, it's like a meme archive, and it's just, it's my one of my favorite memes. There's another one I like. It was like, do I look like Ariana? Do I look like Arianka? Do I look like Arianka? Where is it? No, I just accidentally typed in Anka. Hang on. Do I look like Arianka? Oh, God, it's so funny. Do I look like... Azalea Banks. Oh, that's it. Did it give Ariana?
Did it give Ariani? Did I give Arianka or no?
I love Azalea Banks. I swear. She's so passionate and she's so funny. Okay. Time to get back to the Bayonetta controversy. This controversy is crazy. Bayo3VA. So, basically the controversy goes like this. A week ago, the voice actor for Bayonetta, Helena Taylor, went on and made a video talking about how she would not be returning back to the Bayonetta franchise because they lowballed her by giving her a flat rate of $4,000 for the whole game. And she was just pissed off and upset, and she decided that she was going to leave. She is the voice of Bayonetta, first of all, which I don't know how it's going to be without her as the voice, because she is... Bayonetta is the thing that sells the game. It's that sex appeal, that sassiness, all of it. The new voice actor for Bayonetta is Jennifer Hale, which, if you don't know, is the same voice actor who does Ashe from Overwatch. She also does Princess Morbux from the Powerpuff Girls. Princess Morbux. Yeah, Princess Morbuck. She also does the Scottish girl from Kids Next Door. KND. What was her name? Number 86. The one that was, like, grossed out by, like, toenails and shit. You know the one. So, that's the controversy that's going on right now. And Platinum Games actually responded with a... statement themselves. I'm going to put this mic down. I decided that I was going to hold the mic because I don't really like how it sounded on my shirt, but we'll see. We'll see what it sounds like. I had to pause it for a second because I had to look up the thing. So, yeah. The current issue, according to WCCF Tech, on the title, Helena Taylor speaks against Platinum Games' quote-unquote insulting offer for Bayo 3. The current issue is that the game series had earned approximately $450 million, according to Helena Taylor, not including merchandise. Platinum Games only offered $4,000. The $4,000 was after Helena states she wrote directly to Hideki Kamiya, who she says gave her a glowing response. Oh my god, that Coca-Cola's coming back to fight. So that's the base, that's the beginning of the drama, right? So Platinum Games actually released some information that says that they had actually offered her $3,000 to $4,000 per session, and they were gonna do roughly four or five sessions, which at max would have equaled to $20,000. And then finally, we get a response from Jennifer Hales. Let's see. Hale, who ended up taking the role, took to Twitter today to weigh in on the controversy. Anyone who knows me or has followed my career will know that I have great respect for my peers and that I am an advocate for all members of the community. I am under an NDA and am not at liberty to speak regardless of the situation. My reputation speaks for itself. Hale tweeted, I sincerely ask that everyone keep in mind that this game has been created by an entire team of hardworking, dedicated people, and I hope everyone will keep an open mind of what they created. Finally, I hope that everyone involved may resolve their differences in an amicable and respectful way. Amicable and respectful, I think, went out the window after Helena Taylor posted those videos. So that's pretty much what's going on. What's wild is that Jennifer Hale is in a union. And since she's obviously under NDA, she can't speak about the situation at hand. She is also paid well, too. While Helena Taylor is more just kind of like a freelance person. She has an agency, but she's not in any union as far as I know. So let's just do the math. Helena Taylor at max, given that we believe what the other side has said against Helena Taylor, she would have made $20,000 for her role as Bayonetta versus the amount of money that Bayonetta, the franchise, has made. Bayonetta franchise gross sales. We'll just put gross sales. How many copies of Bayonetta has? How much is Bayonetta worth? The franchise. Oh, this is another thing about it. Bayonetta 2 has officially sold 1 million Switch. So let's just say 300 million just to give some leeway about it. Compared to $20,000, that's still like a. That's kind of an imbalance, in my opinion. Because she is the voice of Bayonetta. She created the voice, the attitude, the personality, everything. She just read the lines according to what the writers told her to say. Mind you, also, I heard that Helena Taylor was, like, pro-police, like, Blue Lives Matter, and she was transphobic and all shit like that. The whole point of this, and in my opinion, my personal opinion, rallying behind Helena Taylor, is the fact that if we don't stand up for wages, regardless of the person, it's going to make it real hard to find equality for everyone to have fair wages. Like, I won't buy the game because I can't afford the game, and it's kind of heartbreaking because I really want to play the third game, but I don't have the money for it right now. I have to be a responsible adult. But it makes it a little bit harder due to the circumstances. Do I play the game because of I don't give a fuck, or do I try to stand up for a cause, or do I get the game to spite Helena's transphobic behavior, or do I not play the game because of the director of Bayonetta's xenophobic behavior? It's hard to figure out what the right thing to do is, but in the sense of Helena Taylor getting shafted essentially for not getting paid enough to do her iconic voice for an iconic character, I'm gonna have to stick to my guns on this one. I think that she should be paid at least maybe 2 million. 5 million at best. It's a $450 million, according to her anyways, $450 million franchise. So $300 million minus $5 million is only $325 million out of like $300 million. I think that's a little more than fair for someone who created the voice of an iconic character. How much does Charles Martinet get paid for fucking being Mario? Also, I'm still very upset that he has not been paid to be the voice actor of actual Mario in the motherfucking Mario movie. How much does he get paid to do? How much is he paid? Did he make? Per year, Charles Martinet has made $4 million per year for being the voice of Mario. Give Helena Taylor a little bit more money. She's asking for a livable wage. Shit. Like, come on. Fair wages for the people who, like, deserve it. And yeah, she's transphobic and an awful person, but, like, if we don't support fair wages for everybody, then we're just going to be creating a bias, and we're just going to be creating even more problems. It's like, it's elitism brewing, basically. If we say that someone doesn't deserve so that much money because of their awful behavior, then we're just essentially just choosing who gets a lot of money. It's just, in my opinion, it's like a cycle. This is why we have people that have billions of dollars, because they're just like favored by people. You know, it's very complicated, but I hope you know what I'm trying to say. So this next article is kind of, what I'm trying to say is it's exactly what I was trying to say with Helena. If we only say, we should just be okay with these people doing this, but not these people, it's kind of like a blanket statement. It's all or nothing, right? This next article is actually about the Kanye West controversy. And if you've been on Twitter, and especially if you follow Kanye West, you will know exactly what I'm about to talk about. Now, this next article is actually from TMZ, which I don't really get a lot of articles from TMZ because I think they're scummy. But they do report on it, you know. They do report on it. That sure is an article. I will say that. All right, let's just stop beating around the bushes. This is the Kanye West controversy about him going DEFCON 3 on Jews. And I'll actually read the tweet since it's been deleted. So this is the tweet that got him actually banned off of Twitter. "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew. Also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda. I remember a conversation I was having with a friend that it was essentially we were talking about how reptile people, the weird conspiracy theory of reptile people being a thing. And he had mentioned that that was actually anti-Semitic because people would call Jewish folks reptilian people because they believed that they were not human and they had plenty of power in the world. So, I mean, really think about what you're saying. Just because you are black does not mean you are immune to being anti-Semitic. That's not how the world works. So, his follow-up, he went on the Piers Morgan show. This is on TMZ, by the way. And he went on Piers Morgan to talk to him. And let's see. Morgan pushed Kanye and yes, said he was targeting Jews who did him wrong. And those are the people with whom he wanted to go Death Con 3. You could have just said, you could have just not tweeted this. And it would have been better than what you said. Shut your fucking mouth, Kanye. Saying that you are going to, that you're targeting the Jews who did you wrong? Like, do you not realize how bad that still sounds? And those people who he wanted to go Death Con 3, he just threatened Jewish people, specifically those who did him wrong. The ones who didn't do him wrong, oh, you're fine. For now, that's what it sounds like. It's so bad. It's so bad. I am just so paranoid of the camera that's in this room, just looking at me like I'm a crazy fucking person. I hope you can hear all that I'm saying, camera. I hope there's security, like audio footage in here. I'm recording a podcast. I'm sorry. Anyways, back to this craziness. That's what got him off of Twitter, is that fucking tweet. He went on Piers Morgan and said, "Oh no, I don't mean all Jews. I just meant the ones that did me wrong." That still sounds bad. Like, real fucking bad. It's still anti-Semitic. So, it says, you'll recall Kanye made comments earlier when he seemed to blame Jewish executives in Hollywood for mistreating black entertainers. Also, he railed on JP Morgan, invoking old tropes of Jews controlling the bank. Oh my God. Like, he just. And, like, he recently also got into more controversy because he had fucking. He had said really horrible things about the George Floyd case. Let me see if I can actually pull that up. Let's see. Kanye West. Kanye West. Kanye West. Yeah, George Floyd's daughter announces $250 million lawsuit versus Kanye. Let's see. On the comments he made on an episode of Drink Champs. Kanye repeats a point Candace makes, which is that from her point of view, George Floyd actually died as a result of drug overdose and other pre-existing conditions like heart disease, as opposed to Derek Chauvin pinning him down for upwards of 9 minutes. Jesus Christ, this man does not know when to stop. So, yeah. And like, Kanye is allowed to say whatever he wants, right? We're in America. It's the land of the free, the home of the brave. But he doesn't. He's brave enough to say whatever he wants. He's just not enough. He's not wise enough to think about the impact it's going to have on people. That's how I see it. Kanye West is a brilliant man, musically and socially. But he is one of the biggest fools I've ever met in Hollywood. Like, I shouldn't say that I've met. I never met Kanye West. I only know him from a outside observer.
perspective. But from what I've seen him do, he really has some wild, I shouldn't say wild, he has opinions that differ mine and what I believe in. And he is not afraid to say what he wants regardless of the consequences. Which, good for you. But also, when people call you out for saying dumb shit like that and you get mad, you can't be upset about that. Because you're choosing to say it, but you don't understand why people are getting mad at you. Well, you do, but you don't care. So, you saying that you are going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews who did you wrong, and the other Jewish people should be just fine, you know, that you're not going to go after them until they do you wrong in your eyes. And also saying that the Jews control the banks? Are you out of your fucking mind? What is this, 1950s again? Like, shut up, Kanye. You just keep saying things and you just don't know when to shut the fuck up. Oh, this man just, he is going to give me an aneurysm one of these days with all the dumb shit he says. Ugh. Okay, we have gotten to the end of this podcast today. And today we have just talked about more things that infuriate me about this world. Soup cans getting thrown on nice paintings of flowers. Voice actors being screwed over while being transphobic. It's just, the world is truly a mad place, isn't it? Also, I'd like to point out, I do write a script for this. Not a script, but kind of like a loose map of how my podcast is going to go. And for each section, I guess I was only supposed to talk for about 6 minutes or so, but fuck it, right? I keep trying to like overestimate how much I'm going to talk, and then I talk even more. Anyways, I just wanted to make this ending to say thank you so much, guys, for listening. This podcast comes out with a new episode mostly every Friday. Sometimes I go into kind of my sad days that I don't want to do anything and I don't want to do productive things. I need to finish this up. This computer lab's about to close soon. But anyways, thank you so much, guys, for listening. And as always, I will catch you on the next episode. Keep your eyes out for that. Mainly, you can find my podcast on the Spotify website. You can also find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere where my podcast can be heard is where you are going to find me. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a great day. Bye!